live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back on Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sarah Griffin of the organization Lunch with a Purpose. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Where was the Lunch with a Purpose this week?
This week we were at the Nyaka AIDS Orphans Foundation in Okemos, helping them tag their grandmother baskets and sorting their beads that they buy from the grandmothers in Uganda and sell for them here to provide services to them. Unfortunately, due to HIV and AIDS, they've lost almost a whole generation there. So the grandmothers are taking care of the grandkids. And Jackson Kaguri has started the Nyaka AIDS Orphans Foundation. And they have a school, medical center, and are providing lots of services to the kids and grandmothers in the community there.
Well, and I bring up what this week is because next week will be something completely different again. Tell us in capsule form what Lunch with a Purpose is all about.
We organize weekly service volunteer times for people to join us, usually on their lunch hour, Thursdays from noon to 1, at all different community centers and nonprofits in the area. We were helping them last week, and next week we will be at the Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation's rehab facility, serving lunch to the patients there and just chatting with them. And so it's something different every week, low pressure. It's easy to find on lunchwithapurpose.com or our Facebook page, and we just welcome anybody that wants to help out to join us.
Well, and I love this organization. It just got started with some friends together who decided they needed to do something in the community and reached out. And now you're busy every week, and I'm sure the requests stretch way out. And the ideas as well is that you don't – sometimes people say, I don't have the money to help, or I don't have, you know, a lot of talents to help with certain things. This organization says, we just need you there. We need you to show up and join in.
Yep, and there's something for everyone, and a big part of it is even just raising awareness to people of all these different organizations and what they're trying to do. And you know, you might not be good at everything, but maybe there's something along the way that you really kind of latch on to and want to continue helping them out on a more regular basis.
Well, and tomorrow you need some people that are good with paintbrushes.
That is true, and actually, this is a big awareness event also, so even if you're not good with a paintbrush, we would love to have you come out and just see kind of the reality of what bullying is all about these days.
Yeah, it's a Global Youth Service Day project at Guyer Community Center tomorrow. The address is 4200 Hall Street in Lansing from noon until 4, and this is all part of the, as you said, anti-bullying prevention campaign. This is going to be a mobile exhibit, and it's going to be very impressive. They're silhouette cutouts, actual size cutouts of young people who have died from bully side, and then there's going to be one extra one.
That's correct. It's 34 of them representing the youth that have died, and then the 35th to represent one that may be thinking about it that we may be able to help stop. And just all the more people that come out, that's the more show of support to anyone that may be thinking about it and thinking they have no other alternative or no help and support out there, just showing that there is people out there that care and think this isn't right.
And this, again, was part of a Lunch with a Purpose day. I stopped by, as you and I joked before, I forgot my jigsaw, otherwise I would have been of a lot more help. That's the day that you were cutting out the silhouettes, and tomorrow's the day that whoever would like to will be painting while the other folks are there in support. There's going to be a barbecue as well and some entertainment, I understand.
Yes, they're going to be cooking hot dogs, hamburgers, and a lot of really great performers, some local youth entertainers. And again, something for everyone. They have a couple different rap and hip-hop artists spoken word MC, a singer, and even a violinist. And they're going to be doing 35 seconds of silence also to, you know, take time to remember those lives that have already been lost and see what we can do to prevent that from happening more.
Well, and this is going to be obviously by the subject matter and the way these silhouettes will look. It's going to be quite a poignant event as well. I mean, they're going to each. My understanding is each of the silhouettes are going to hold a sign. And what will those signs say?
They're going to personalize them for the 34 kids that have lost their lives. They, even just seeing last Saturday, we finished cutting out the silhouettes and putting the bases on, and they all had name tags on them, you know, with the picture of, you know, it makes it more real when you see it's an actual person. The signs they're going to be holding is things they like to do, places they went, you know, to really symbolize who they were and that they were here. And that's, you know, hence the name of the event.
Well, and this has been a subject in the news, you know, locally, statewide, and across the United States for sure. And right now there are bills in the legislature and in the Senate going through that hopefully Michigan will join the ranks of others who have anti-bullying legislation. As I mentioned, this will be a traveling exhibit that exists, of course, as a memorial. It's going to be an impact on those who are there tomorrow and those who see it in the future for certain.
Yeah, we definitely hope so. And, you know, Michigan is one of the very last states, unfortunately, to pass this legislation. So the more people that start calling and writing and realizing how important this is, hopefully we can get that passed so that it will be illegal finally and they can start prosecuting people and hopefully, you know, this will stop happening.
Well, very good, Sarah. I loved it. At the bottom of some information I got from it, it, as we said, it was called the I Was Here Project. The statements at the bottom of this press release really hit me. It said, I was real. I had a real life. I matter. I was here. Sarah, yep. Thanks for giving us this information, and I hope for a great crowd for you tomorrow. If it rains outside, it'll just go inside, so not to worry.
Absolutely. The more the merrier. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sarah Griffin, Lunch with a Purpose on the I Was Here Global Service Day Project tomorrow at Guyer Community Center from 12 to 4. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.